Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with State Senator Rich Taylor.
My first question I wanted to ask you was referring to education. The Senate approved an amended version of Senate File 455, which includes $14 million to help equalize transportation costs. What are your thoughts on this piece of legislation?
Well, the idea is great, but the fact that it's only good for 1 year makes me question, you know, really, what are we doing? Are we pulling a bait and switch here? You know, we're telling them what we're going to help these communities, these school districts with the larger transportation costs. We're going to say, well, we're going to help you this year, but then you're back on your own again next year. I think if we're going to do something like this, we need to make this a permanent change. I mean, like you say, it is good for now, but, you know, you come dependent on that funding being there. You budget yourself according to that funding being there, and then next year it's no longer there. It's kind of implied that it would be, but there's no guarantees. So it's kind of questionable. I'm for it, but I'm, you know, also very skeptical.
What are your thoughts on the ignition interlock device bill?
Actually, I've got a lot of opinions about interlock devices. They're very unreliable to start with. I think people have been sold a bill of goods, and this has happened years and years before I was ever in the Senate. They are very unreliable, and we're putting an awful lot of faith in them. I think there's technology that is a lot better than interlocking devices. And if we're really going to be serious about doing something about keeping someone who has a history of driving while intoxicated, if we're really going to keep them off the road, we're going to have to come up with a much better plan than this.
What are your thoughts on IPER's investment in the gun industry following some backlash on the subject regarding the recent Parkland school shooting?
Well, you know, we could restrict IPER's investment capabilities for a lot of different reasons, whether it be guns, whether it be possibly medical marijuana or opioids, or people are against a lot of things. But to tie the IPER's board's hands on investments that are good investments for their program, you know, we could tie their hands so much that they wouldn't have any investments. You know, they wouldn't be allowed to make any investments. So for us to do that as a legislature, I think that's wrong. That's why we have an IPER's board. They decide, you know, what is a wise investment for the funding that is not only put in by the state of Iowa, but also by the members, by the employees.
The Senate Republicans, they released a tax cut bill. What effect do you think this could have on the state?
Well, it'll devastate our services to the state. Mental health, our Department of Corrections, our Department of Public Health, our Department of Transportation, I mean, everything. I mean, it will just devastate our programs. They're already talking that we're short on funding, and then to cut $1 billion out of our state tax receipts is just irresponsible. What's going to happen with all these programs, especially like mental health? That's going to fall down to the local taxpayers. With law enforcement, that's going to fall down to your local sheriff's office, which will come down to your local taxes. It'll affect our schools, which will come down to your local property taxes. It's just an irresponsible way of skirting the issues that we need these services.
And what do you think are the chances that bill will be sent to governor's desk?
Pretty good. I believe they will pass that with a lot of objections. There will be an awful lot of amendments filed on that bill, but I believe they'll pass that on a party line vote. And then I believe, like Kansas and several other states, we'll have to come back here and fix this problem because we won't be able to run our state.
What bills are you focused on or issues you're tackling at the moment?
Well, today there's a big one on the workers' comp law, which would take the choice of doctors for someone that's hurt it on the job. It would take that right away from them. I think that's a terrible idea. People know who their doctors are and know how they're, you know, how they get treated. The doctors know the patients, and for the state to have the say and just say, you can't go to your regular doctor, you have to go to this company doctor, I think that's very, very bad for the worker. It undermines his health care choices. And there's a lot of other bad things in there, actually. If a person would get hurt at work and report that, he could possibly, you know, the employer could say, well, you're trying to defraud the state, and he could go after, you know, they could go after the guy. So it would discourage a guy or gal that got hurt at work possibly from saying anything and just, you know, suffering through the conditions or cheating themselves out of the proper health care they need.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with State Senator Rich Taylor. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.